Takeaways from the millions of newly released Epstein files. Rape trial puts Norway's royal family in unwelcome glare of public. Pakistan military says it has killed 92 militants in Balochistan. After ICE raids, a once bustling Chicago neighborhood has changed. Israeli airstrikes kill at least 32 Palestinians in Gaza, rescue officials say. 5 killed in gas explosions in Iran, officials say. Grammy Awards 2026, how to watch and who will win. Federal judge denies request to block ICE surge in Minnesota. U.S. Commerce Secretary Lutnick planned Epstein Island visit. Emails show Musk's SpaceX applies to launch a million satellites into orbit. Pedro Pascal and Meryl Streep tributes to Catherine O'Hara. Pokemon cancels 7-tack controversial Japan shrine following backlash, Israel eyes regime change in Iran, and is counting on Trump to make it happen. U.S. government partially shuts down, despite last-minute funding deal. Israel's plit over plans to bring back death penalty for deadly attacks, Iran wants to make deal rather than face military. Action. Trump says Canada's Poilievre sweeps Conservative Party leadership test with 87.4%. This army chief threatened to castrate opposition leader and claimed descent from Jesus. More than 200 killed in mine collapse in DR Congo. UN risks imminent financial collapse, Secretary General warns. Luigi Mangione will not face death penalty if convicted. Judge rules Mali lawmaker jailed in Ivory Coast for insulting President Trump. Picks Kevin Warsh to lead the U.S. Federal Reserve. The King's speech and why it has foreigners in South Africa. Worried what we learned and didn't from the Melania documentary. Ukrainians brace for minus 20 Greasy despite energy truce. It will be a catastrophe. Stay or go, what's next for Coyote that escaped to Alcatraz? One wrong move and it could all go wrong. The men clearing deadly undersea Russian mines. An ingredient for this curry is missing, and in 8 minutes, it's at the door. This tiny Australian town is up for sale, but the locals don't want to leave. 3 reasons for the record rise in gold prices and 1 why they are falling. Will Trump's pick to lead U.S. Central Bank get him the change he wants? Music legend Fela Kuti becomes first African to get Grammys, Lifetime Achievement Award. Why Iran's response to a U.S. attack could be different this time. Healthcare, visas, and whiskey. What did U.K. and China get from Starmer's visit? Watch Frozen River hosts dance party in Kyiv. Inside Syrian camp holding wives and children of suspected IS fighters. She's done a great job. Donald Trump praises Melania's film. Watch. Batman tells city council not to assist ICE at Super Bowl. Watch. CCTV captures moment mayor hit in rocket launcher attack in the Philippines. Watch how Alex Preddy's shooting led Trump to shift course in Minneapolis. More than 200 killed in coltan mine collapse in eastern Congo, official says. Cubans under siege as U.S. stranglehold sets in. Gold prices could push toward $6,000 by year end. Alamo CEO says. U.S. federal court says energy debt. Climate group violated law. Bullion bloodbath as gold heads for worst day in decades, silver worst day ever. Demand on largest U.S. power grid forecast close to winter record. Gold set for steepest daily drop since 1983. Silver eyes worst day ever. Oil retreats as U.S. eases Venezuela sanctions. Set for hefty monthly gains. U.S. share of Europe's LNG imports increased to 60% in January. Exxon says it has the technology needed for Venezuela's high-cost crude. People's dad, Jensen Huang, praises pushes NVIDIA suppliers on mob Taiwan visit. U.S. Justice Department's misconduct complaint against Judge Boasberg gets tossed. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX, Russia index unchanged. Ford held talks with China's Xiaomi over EV partnership. FT reports Waymo seeking about $16 billion near $110 billion valuation, Bloomberg News reports.